Alhamdulillah, praise be to Allah. Ramadan, Mubarak Ramadan, with safety, with ease, and with acceptance is passing. Allah Ta'ala's grace and fadl and blessings, that the dua we did before Ramadan, Allah Ta'ala accepted it, that there is safety and there is acceptance. And the sign of acceptance is that Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala has allowed us to come to this masjid for a third time to do dhikr. And we are now halfway through Ramadan. Alhamdulillah, praise be to Allah. And this dhikr gathering explains to us that Allah Ta'ala has accepted our Ramadan. Dhikr is such a sign of the person being beloved to Allah, of being preferable to Allah, that Allah Ta'ala gives dhikr, the ability to do dhikr, to those people, that person who Allah Ta'ala likes and prefers. So we have the barakah of Ramadan, we have the blessings of Ramadan, and the blessings of this month are such that in this month, if a person wants to leave the sins, which we should want to leave the sins, it's difficult in normal days, or more difficult we can say, for a person to leave sins. You have the desires, nafs, we have shaitan. Away from Ramadan, I'm saying, we have environment and other things that detract a person. But in Ramadan, what we have is that a person who is going and passing through Ramadan, he has that desire that he wants to come out of Ramadan as a muttaqi, as a person who has fear of Allah. So Allah has put barakat in Ramadan, that if a person desires, if he wants, and he should want, that Allah Ta'ala has given me Ramadan, Allah Ta'ala has given me this great opportunity, and nobody knows our habits and desires and wants and not wants or deficiencies more than Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala, the man himself, and Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala knows. There are many things within, illnesses or problems, issues, that people external to us, they don't know what's happening inside me. They don't know what's happening spiritually or in my batin. But Allah Ta'ala knows. So we should take the benefit in Ramadan, and the barakah of this is great. If a person makes niyyah, intention, that Allah, I want to leave this sin, and I have the niyyah, and I'm not doing this in Ramadan because I'm fasting. Sometimes a person who's fasting, he has that feeling that, Allah, I'm not doing these things and I want to do these things. You have to leave certain actions, that away from Ramadan you have some bad habits. So due to Ramadan, with Allah Ta'ala's blessings, we're leaving those bad actions. We say, Allah, accept my shunning of the bad deeds and accept my practice in Ramadan so that for the rest of my life I can be good. I mean, you've seen good people like this who were not on the right track, and they make the niyyah, intention, and then they become better people after Ramadan. Allah Ta'ala helps them due to the blessings of Ramadan. Make solid niyyah, proper intention, promise to Allah, Allah will try and you assist. So Ramadan, the people who pass through Ramadan, who take the benefit from Ramadan, even if they leave one sin permanently in Ramadan, their Ramadan is accepted. Because they've taken the objective of Ramadan. What is the objective Allah gave us Ramadan for? We worship all year long, the same Quran, the same masjid, the same Quran, the same nawafil, everything. So what have we attained from Ramadan? What have we attained? The point of Ramadan is that we should change ourselves. We should improve ourselves. We should improve ourselves and become better people. So there's no need to ask anybody what is the sign of Ramadan. Allah Ta'ala, the sign of acceptance of Ramadan is a person who improves himself, leaves the sins and attains salvation and success. So we need to try it. We have the issues with the tongue, with the hands, with the eyes. We have issues with the earnings, to do with earnings. There are many sins a person does. Everyone commits sins, isn't it? Even the muttaqi, the person who's so-called fearful of Allah, everyone commits sins. We are all people who sin. There's nobody who's free from sin. But Allah Ta'ala has given us a chance. We have seen people who pass away. Their maut comes, that the moon of Eid is about to come, and that person's passed away within Ramadan. So he's successful, that he's left the sin, he attained Ramadan, he left the sin, improved himself, he had to pass away, and before the moon of Shawwal came, some people are praying Eid, and after Eid Salah is his janazah. SubhanAllah. And there are people in this world who will pass through that experience. So take the benefit from Ramadan. So make niyyah from today, intention. Whatever sins are within us, let's look at them, analyze them. Every sin that Allah Ta'ala has told us, Allah, you know best about me. There's no parda, no veil. And say, Allah, I want to leave this sin. Allah, I want to leave this sin. Allah, I want to leave this sin. And Allah, I've kept the fast. This blessing month of Ramadan is here. And if I can control myself for 30 days, then the rest of the year I should be able to control myself. But Allah, I need your help. I need your assistance. So we need to do this. It's important. It's essential. And on the other hand, in this month, there's so much barakah in this month. So many blessings that if a person wants to do good things, good deeds, then he can practice the good deeds with ease, like recite Durood Sharif, do istighfar, and the nafs, the desires are under control. You're sitting around in the masjid and in a good environment, you have the mahal, you have the environment, you have the good feeling. So Allah's mercy is coming down during Ramadan. So we should take advantage. Good feeling, good environment, blessings. Masjid, house of Allah, we should take advantage. But foolish person, if he doesn't drink one sip from the ocean of rahmah, mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Take any deed in this Ramadan, any deed. Amal, that this deed, Allah, in this Ramadan, due to the barakah of Ramadan, make this Ramadan memorable for me so I can take this learning for the rest of my life with me. So one sin, if we leave one sin, and we implement one good deed afresh from Ramadan, then we're successful. But if we don't take hold of one good deed in Ramadan, new, afresh, and we don't leave a single sin, then we're not utilizing Ramadan. So let's do this. Will we do this inshallah? Say inshallah. So leave one sin that we have done before. Allah Ta'ala's fadl, His blessings and mercies are raining down. So we should run and grab this opportunity. So alhamdulillah, with Allah's praise, we should have istiqamat. We should be steadfast. So we're trying a lot in Ramadan, Taraweeh, Quran, and leaving things and trying to do extra action. When Ramadan finishes, everything will finish. The durood will finish, the salam will finish, the emotions will finish, the condition will finish. No. Take hold of one amal, which should be the memory for our Ramadan. And the rest of the year, that barakah of that deed should continue. Grab that deed in Ramadan and then run with that deed. Run with that deed. Take one deed, and then after Ramadan, until the next Ramadan, keep that deed steadfast. Yes, run with it. So everyone think, what do you like? What's in your preference? There's no lack of deeds that we can practice. Yes, that the deed that you like the most, and maybe you're not doing it regularly, grab hold of it. You say, I like this action, and I did more of it in Ramadan. So inshallah, I'm going to keep steadfast. I'm going to grab it and run with it after Eid for the rest of the year. I'll tell you one deed. If you need my help, assistance to think of a deed. You want some help? Okay. So I'll tell you a deed which is easy, it's not hard, alhamdulillah, and you'll be successful due to that amal. One deed, it's a good deed. I can't tell you bad deeds, I don't know about bad deeds, I don't know what the sins are, but I can tell you amal, I can tell you the good deeds. What is the action? Hazrat Abu Huraira radiyallahu anhu narrated a hadith with regards to this deed, so our eyes open, our ears lift up, prop up, and we enjoy ourselves by hearing this hadith. Hazrat Abu Huraira radiallahu anhu narrates this hadith that in paradise there will be the pillars of Yaqut. Yeah, we say pillars, but this is like we see a pillar of rock or stone, but we don't know what this pillar will be in Jannah, in paradise, like a tower. Yeah. Here we say pillars or statues or, you know, structures. You have towers, skyscrapers in the world, buildings, but Allah Ta'ala has made a pillar or a tower. You could say skyscraper, but it's made of Yaqut. This is the introduction. We know what is Yaqut. It's a precious stone. Yes, very precious. So Allah Ta'ala said, this is what they will understand, these people. So Allah Ta'ala gives the name here, so they can understand it's very precious and expensive, because we can only give worldly examples, can't we? So, for example, if Allah Ta'ala is defining to us the beauty of a hoor, Allah Ta'ala will mention and we'll understand him. We'll say, oh, beautiful. But in the hereafter, we'll say that we couldn't even understand the example Allah Ta'ala gave, the extremity, the understanding of the beauty. So in Jannah, there will be the pillar, the stone. There will be like towers made of Yaqut. And on those satoons, on those pillars, there will be something even more valuable. That there will be different sections. Yes, you can say like different sections of like palaces or mansions, you know, different sections, big sections. And what will be that pillar within which there will be this? It will be a huge structure made out of such precious stone, within which there will be separate sections, separate like mansions or palaces, and all of the doors will be open. We can't understand why will they be open, and what will be the beauty in this, and what will be the mercies of Allah in this. That look here, are we ready? We're sitting here, we're listening. It will take a second after we pass from this world. Within a second we can attain this. It's not, oh, there's an hour left, or 2 hours left, or 3 hours left. This is the heart. When the heart stops, when then that person who had a name becomes a body. All of his identification, his names, his titles, this man, lord of this, and count this, and earl this, or sir this, after passing away, he becomes a body. Where's the body? Where's the body? And this person who used to be written about or spoken about, he had titles, he was invited, he was praised, he was mentioned highly in the world, in the dunya. And then they said, where is he now? They said, oh, he passed away. And whatever he had, everything's distributed. He's gone himself, last breath was drawn. How long does this take? How long? A second. Not even a second. And then they can try to pump you with the breath, but there'll be nothing left. So what I'm telling you, don't think that this is far away. Very close. Very close. Do you understand what I'm saying? What's the point I said? That in Jannah, there will be big pillars. Big pillars. And what will they be made of? Yaqut. Yaqut, which are very precious stones as well. You know, the stones I'm talking about, like rubies. Yeah? Rubies. So there will be pillars, big tower structures of rubies, subhanAllah. And now we're sitting in Ramadan, the Dhakirin Jamaat is hearing this hadith, and we're going to start the action soon. So there will be pillars, tower structures made of rubies. And in those pillars and structures, there will be separate, like massive houses or palaces and mansions. And their doors will be open. And how many doors will there be? We've just heard the hadith. There will be one palace. And in that one palace, there will be 70,000 doors. And in those 70,000 doors, in every door will be a palace before the real palace comes. Imagine. So here, there's a new feeling of Jannah in this hadith. In Jannah, there will be structures of rubies, made of rubies, precious stones. And within them, there will be palaces. And in every palace, the doors will be open. And when you go through each door that's open, you'll see a sparkle, a glow, a glitter. So shiny. And you think it's a star when you go in, but it's not a star. And you can't imagine what that will be. And who will be those people living inside those structures? So when the Sahaba Ikram heard these words from Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, do you understand what I said first? What was I talking about? That, what was I saying? That I'm telling you one deed. And this is the reward of that one deed. So the Sahaba Ikram, the noble Sahaba radiallahu anhum, said, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that this definition you give to us of one deed, and the deed will give this reward, then who will be the people living in there? They were so simple, the Sahaba, those who desired Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And Rasulullah said that, don't you know, my companion, this is all for you. Aha. They didn't even know that it'd be for them. They said, who will they be? The people will be living in these structures. Look at the qawm of the Sahaba. Allah saying in the Quran, glad tidings for you, Sahaba, you will go into paradise. But they were so simple. They never thought, they never felt they had a guarantee that they were going into paradise. They never felt, they have never had a wrong concept, a misconception that they will go into paradise. They always, when they heard hadith and rewards, they would say, Ya Rasulullah, and who will go to this place until the day of judgment? From before until the day of judgment, never will come a generation, a group of people more glorious than the Sahaba. The Sahaba Ikram, the noble companions, were unique, unique people, great personalities. And may we assign our efforts and everything that we are doing, our energy, towards the love of the Sahaba, how they spent their life with Rasulullah, how they gave up their time and their effort and their energy. And so simple. In other words, the people, they said that the palaces and mansions and the riches and the wealth of this world was nothing for them. So much so that when they heard this hadith, they said, Rasulullah, who will go into these structures and live there? And Rasulullah knew that it was for them. But Rasulullah's answer was for all the whole ummah until the day of judgment. That, oh my Sahaba, you are there, definitely, most definitely so. But there will be a qawm after so many years. They will be so innocent, they won't know what is haram, what is halal, what is Quran, what is Jannah, what is hellfire. Those poor people, those poor souls won't know. So I'm giving them the glad tidings that be aware and alert. This is all for you. Aha. So this is the amal. This is the deed. So who are these people? So Allah Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that there will be a deed due to which the people will reach into these glorious and beautiful and rich structures. And what is that amal, that deed that is done on this earth? If we will do it, then I will tell you. Yes, because I'm talking to you about Ramadan. So you asked me that, tell me an amal that I can tell you with ease. So the person who's got niyyah, and how long do we have to practice this amal? Until the end of the life. So you will run with this deed, inshallah. What a easy and beautiful gift we are attaining in Ramadan. Think about it. What a precious pearl that's come out from this hadith today. Subhanallah. And we are in the middle of Ramadan. So make niyyah, intention. If we've wasted the last 14 days, let's consider the 14 days before us. Before today, we've not practiced properly. We want to be refreshed today, revived today. So let's consider the last 2 weeks are wasted. We haven't done many actions. We were lazy and negligent. But from today, make a promise that when halfway of Ramadan came, and we heard from the pious people that half of Ramadan is gone. They used to cry in the night of Ramadan, Allah, we've wasted Ramadan. But the rest of Ramadan is to come. We're not going to leave you, Allah. We're going to try our best. So the halfway point is very good. Subhanallah, this masjid is so blessed. In the beginning of Ramadan we were here. Halfway through Ramadan we're sitting here. And I looked at the calendar that when Ramadan will be departing on the 29th, we will be here as well. Subhanallah, what a masjid and what people you are. In the beginning dhikr, in the middle dhikr, and when we depart from Ramadan, we'll say goodbye to Ramadan, doing dhikr in the same masjid. So what a beautiful gift that Ramadan will say, Allah, these were lovers of Ramadan. They came in the beginning of Ramadan on the first day. In the middle, they came to the same masjid, Masjid al-Falah, and to do dhikr. And when I was departing, Allah, Ramadan will say that they were sitting here. Were they there all throughout the month? Allah, forgive these people. Forgive these people. So in the end, definitely come on the 29th, brothers. Definitely. Do you understand what I'm saying? Right. So as I was saying, there will be a deed, which due to which if a person practices that deed, those people will get the pillars, the structures in the hereafter made out of rubies, within which there will be so many palaces and houses, and all of the doors will be open. And when you go through each door, it will be so shiny, glowing, glittering like the stars. And the people in the world who love for the sake of Allah, who sit for the sake of Allah, and who meet for the sake of Allah, is it hard, this deed? Listen to this. There are many deeds that are more harder than this, that we do and some don't do. So today you're meeting for business or for another issue. There are many meetings in our lives on a daily, monthly, weekly, yearly basis. Many meetings from morning till night. Even today you will have had them. I have to go and meet this person. I have to go and speak to this person. I need to go and have a meeting with this person. I've got a discussion with this person. I want to establish a relationship with this person. I want to go and meet my relations, relatives. Yeah, you have appointments and meetings, etc. But have you ever seen that in life, have such a meeting with a person, have such a meeting with a person to attain the reward in paradise? How empty are our lives? We are in Ramadan. Ramadan is reminding me, how empty are you? How empty we are? Imagine. And how important this deed must be. The Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, his words were based on hikmah, wisdom. The words went from here and they would take a person to paradise. This was the hikmah, the vision. Rasulullah had strong vision. His words would emanate in the world and take a person to paradise. If I give commentary on this hadith now, then alhamdulillah, there will be no place in Jannah that you will pass where you cannot get a place to live if you were to practice on this. This is how great this deed is. If we want to understand the commentary, it's beautiful tashri of this hadith. And what is it? That Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, and we are desperate for this deed today. We are desperate. We are so weak in everything today that we can't practice big deeds or important deeds. We can't pray tahajjud. We can't pray nafal fast. We can't keep nafal fast, voluntary fast. We can't pray Quran regularly. But at least we can love people, can't we? Or is this hard as well? Yes, we meet people every day. We get up, we meet people, we travel to people, we sit with them, we talk to them. We have social life. Or is there somebody who doesn't even have that? We are so used to it. We are so used to it. So when you meet somebody, shake his hand, a businessman for the sake of business, or for the sake of relatives or relations, then shake hands with a person just purely for Allah's sake. Do that as well. Yeah? And cut all the other reasons off for meeting a person. Cut all the other reasons off. At least have one requirement for meeting a person. Why you come here to meet me today? For the sake of Allah. Don't speak about dunya or the world or left or right. When I come to meet, I will come for Allah's sake. When I come to meet, I'll come to meet for Allah's sake. When I come to sit with you, I'll come to meet you and sit with you for Allah's sake. And when I love you, I'll love you for the sake of Allah. This is it. So select this. and practice this. Yes, and this can be also according to your choice. Allah and His Nabi has given us a choice. Rasulullah said, I'll give you a choice that you have this relationship of love with a certain person. You can choose that person. Shall I tell you who that should be? Ya Rasulullah, please tell us your choice. Who should we establish that relationship with? So we don't make a mistake. And Allah's Rasulullah said, when you see a person and he reminds you of Allah, then make the relationship with that person and love that person for the sake of Allah. Sit with that person for the sake of Allah. Speak and meet that person for the sake of Allah. Everything should be for the sake of Allah. If waswasa, whispering of shaitan comes into your ears, or some worldly requirements come, or some business requirements come, say, no, astaghfirullah. This meeting with this person, where I'm going for, whether I go for once in a year to meet that person, or 3 months in a year, or 6 months, alhamdulillah, but you will always get his ziyarah for the sake of Allah. If you see someone, and you see that person, and Allah Ta'ala's remembrance coming to you, then you should embrace that person like a honeybee goes to the flowers to make the honey. Yes, and the honeybee goes to the flowers to produce and manufacture the honey. And it sticks to the flower. It may die, but it won't leave that flower. Have you seen it? The honeybee may die, but it won't leave the flower. It has ishq, it has love with that honey. It sticks itself to it. We don't even have this much love that for the sake of Allah, where we see a person in the world, a pious person, and when we see that person and we're in his company, we remember Allah. Then grab that person, embrace that person, whether shaitan comes or nafs comes to deviate you, say, no. I'm sitting here loving this person for the sake of Allah, and tomorrow, just as is mentioned in the hadith, we will be in those homes made out of rubies and sparkling. So do we make this niyyah today? Say inshallah. Ramadan comes to make people make the niyyah's intentions, and even if when we leave the masjid and Malik al-Maut comes, Allah will say that you made the niyyah and you will get the reward. So Allah has given us selection. Practice a deed. What is that deed? Love for the sake of Allah. Love that person. When you see him, you remember Allah. When you hear him, you remember Allah. When you speak with him, you remember Allah. In his discussions, you remember Allah. His standing, sitting, walking, his whole life, you remember Allah. So say, we love you for the sake of Allah, O person. So there are two ways of loving. Now here, I'll make it easier for us to understand. In the beginning, there's nafs and shaitan. When a person sees good things, he doesn't have love in his heart. I remember an event of Hazrat Thanvi, rahmatullahi alayh. There was a person who came, and Hazrat Thanvi, alhamdulillah, narrated this event. A person went to a wali of Allah to get bayah, to pledge allegiance to that sheikh with desire and zest and passion. So when he went there, he got to the gathering, he lowered his face. And Hazrat Thanvi, alhamdulillah, was Hakim al-Ummat, mashallah, the physician of the Ummah. And he's telling his murids, his students, and he said that person looked distressed and sad, and he was asked, what's the issue? He said, Hazrat, that I came for a certain reason, but here I can't understand. I came here to get bayah from the sheikh, but I can't understand something. And he said, tell me openly, what is it? He said, I heard that when you go to the walis of Allah, on his face there's noor, there's light, and there's peace, and you remember Allah when you see the sheikh. But I have to ask for forgiveness, but I've come to you, sheikh. But I have to say this, I'm ashamed, mashallah. But your face is so ugly that it's worse than the worst sight. And the sheikh said, is it? Okay. He said, okay, then what you should do is that you've come now. So, okay, you couldn't attain success from your objective. Take this tasbih, and after 40 days of reciting this tasbih, then come to me. He said, is it? He said, yes. So 40 days he did that tasbih, the recitation, then he came. The sheikh said, okay, what now? He said, are you okay? He said, Sheikh Sahib, even today I'm looking at your face, but it's different from before. It's not as ugly as before, but it's a bit improved. It's improved. After 40 days. Go again for 40 days, do this tasbih, and then come back. When he came after 40 days, the sheikh, as soon as he entered, his legs started to shake. He said, the noor, the light I can see, Hazrat, I can't withstand, I can't absorb it, I don't know what to do. Subhanallah. So this was nasiha. He said, this is what happens when a person goes to a wali of Allah, a friend of Allah. He is a friend of Allah, but shaitan and nafs, they attack that person. They don't want that person to get close to the person. So he gives the form of that person. The shaykh, he disfigures the person that he's this, he's a sinner, he's a bidat, he's innovation, he's doing wrong actions, he's strict, he's this and that. And they deviate the man and they take him away from that path. So shaykh said, don't fear. This happens for a few days, have sohbat and company of the wali, and then you'll realize what is the wali of Allah. Your heart will bear witness, your wujud, your body, that the light you've come to look for, you will see the nur from the wujud, the being of that person. And your qulub, your heart will become alive. And your life will become full of vibrancy. So this happens sometimes. A student who has a teacher, he gets influenced by shaitan and nafs. Nafs and shaitan, they put that person off. I'm telling you this because we want to practice this, isn't it? So when you're going sometimes to a person who is pious, who's a teacher, and you're seeking the teacher, and you realize this is a wali wala, when you go there, nafs and shaitan attack you and influence you to deviate you. So I'm giving you this nasiha. When you get to the footstep of the wali, to the court, don't leave that gathering. So I've made it easy for you to understand that when wasawis come, because I'm your friend, and I'm alhamdulillah your murshid as well. So when these conditions come, don't wilt, don't shake, sit and attach yourself to the teacher, and inshallah after a few days you will see the noor coming into your life, the noor. When we used to have rubbish, people telling us that don't go there, don't go to this gathering, don't go to the teacher. You say, no. The reality is all I can see is haq and the truth. SubhanAllah, shaitan, he deviates many people. Don't go to this teacher, he's this, he's that. And the people say, no, he's right. I've heard he's this, I've heard he's that. And the doubts creep in. So this is the deed, alhamdulillah. Allah's Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam has told us that make niya in Ramadan, intention today, that a wali of Allah, a friend of Allah, you are going to have love for that person. And there's another method I will tell you how to love for the sake of Allah. We need such love. The praise of love, Hazrat Junaid Baghdadi rahmatullahi has given us a beautiful definition of love. Beautiful definition. He was a wali of Allah, and he spoke to us on this maqam. You'll speak about love and affection. There are many ranks and levels of muhabbat and love. But what is the reality of love? He said that if you want to see love, that do I love somebody, then love, the definition of love, you can claim that you've got love. But love is a definition, it's a condition that you suppress your desires and wants, and you convert them to the desires and the wants and the practice of the person you love. And if you do that, then consider that you've got solid love for that person. Then you can consider this. What a beautiful point here. Beautiful point that your desires and your wants, you need to convert them into the desire as wants of your beloved. For example, you say, I want to go and do Umrah. You say, no. Oh, my house is being constructed. I've got to put it on rent. I'm going to lose out. And the other person says, let's go and do Umrah. And these two are so-called beloveds. So he says, oh, forget the building, the construction. My mahbub, my beloved is saying this. I'll go on Umrah and we'll see what happens afterwards. So when these are the desires and you give away your desires and wants, then you can understand that you are away from the influence of shaitan. But if you say you love a person and you don't want to give up your desires and wants, then there's a cure for this. And that is dua. Dua. In Allah Ta'ala's court, Allah, this is your beloved, your wali. Nafs and shaitan doesn't allow me to get close to him, but I want to love this person. I've promised that in Ramadan I'm not going to leave this person. So Allah, give me the love of this person and the attachment and the connection with this person. Keep on asking and keep on asking and keep on going and keep on going and keep on asking. Don't move from there. Allah, if I pass away, I want to pass away at the court of this teacher, and I don't want to pass away from other place, so that I get the maut with the iman, Allah, so I can get accepted, because Allah is the one who gives. Allah can give within a second. Within a second, Allah can instill the love into the heart. And not coming, there will be a hikmah and a reason for this, so that more person can go into the jazbah and the fire of passion. So this is the deed, my brothers, that I've presented at your service about Ramadan. Make niyyah for this, to love for the sake of Allah, and to love a wali of Allah, a pious people, and a pious person. And all the rest of the year, we need to allow this to continue. That this deed is not just restricted to Ramadan, and after Ramadan we close the prayer mat, we close the Quran, we stop the fasting, and we leave all the deeds. No, this deed should run with us for the rest of the year. It's apparent when a person loves somebody or something, he can't break that pact. Okay, for the rest of the year you have to obviously work and do your functions of the dunya, but make a promise that I'm going to sit with this pious person, I'm going to meet this pious person, and I'm going to keep meeting this person, coming and going, and keep the love in existence steadfast. So three things you have to do with the wali of Allah. This is a very big ibadah. Just like there's tahajjud, there's umrah, there's the pilgrimage, there's the recitation of Quran, there's dhikr of Allah. In the same way, this is the ibadah, the worship. And who has given us this? The Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And who is he telling this? His beloved companions, noble companions. So this is not some small action. Rasulullah has told us this. The Sahaba ikram, they heard this. And we, the broken people in between, and we step in there as well and try to practice, then we'll be successful as well. So will we do this, inshallah? MashaAllah. So let's recite Durud Sharif and do dhikr of Allah.